And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 3rd. This week in 1997, Treasure Island Oldies aired for the very first time. And this week, we celebrate the 23rd anniversary. In 1967, the Walker Brothers broke up. In 1969, Canadian customs officials arrested Jimi Hendrix after they found heroin in his travel bag, but he was later acquitted in court. The Beach Boys opened a tour with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi this week in 1968. Jerry and the Pacemakers made their U.S. TV debut and, of course, The Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. Also in 64, the Moody Blues formed, had their first hit single, Go Now, that was sung by Denny Lane as the lead vocalist. He eventually left the group and joined Paul McCartney and Wings. Model Twiggy was recommended Model Twiggy recommended Mary Hopkins to Paul McCartney, who eventually signed her to Apple Records and produced her first album in 1968. In 1959, the first Grammy Awards were given out, and the Record of the Year was given to Domenico Modugno and Volare. Alan Freed's Rock and Roll Review TV show premiered this week in 1957. It included the Del Vikings, the Clovers, Guy Mitchell, Sal Mineo, and Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Buffalo Springfield disbanded after one last Los Angeles concert this week in 1968. In 1986, Cleveland, Ohio was named as the site for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Keith Richards began writing Satisfaction in a Clearwater, Florida hotel room in 1965. In 1968, Reginald Dwight changed his name to Elton John. Billy Preston became the very first rock star to headline New York City's Radio City Music Hall this week in 1972. The Beatles' Let It Be album was released in England this week in 1970. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Marianne Faithfull, and Donovan all watched Bob Dylan perform at the Royal Albert Hall in London, England, this week in 1965. In 1974, rock critic John Landau wrote, "I saw rock and roll's future, and its name is Bruce Springsteen." And later, John Landau became the producer and manager of Bruce Springsteen. Paul Simon began his first post-Simon and Garfunkel concert with a solo tour in Boston this week in 1973. In 1982, Diana Ross received a solo star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Giacomo, owned by A&M Records co-founder Jerry Moss, won the Kentucky Derby in 2005. The odds were 50-1. And in 2009, 4 years later, Canadian horse Mind That Bird also won the Kentucky Derby, also with 50-1 odds. Rick Nelson was inducted posthumously into the Hollywood Rock Walk in 1995. In 1965, Bob Dylan filmed one of the earliest music videos, the famous flashcard clip for Subterranean Homesick Blues. In the studio, Kathy Jean Giordano recorded her part of Please Love Me Forever in 1960, became, of course, released as Kathy and the Innocents. The Hollies recorded Carrie Ann in 67. Gene Vincent recorded Bebopalula in 1956. Chris Montez recorded Let's Dance in 62. Chuck Berry recorded Rock and Roll Music in 1957. James Brown in the studio in 1965. He recorded I Got You, I Feel Good. In 1963, Major Lance recorded Monkey Time, and in 1961, the Jarmels cut A Little Bit of Soap. That's it for its studio recordings this week and birthdays. Frankie Valli is 85. James Brown, born this week, 1933. Mary Hopkin turns 69. Pete Seeger, born 1919. Dave Dudley, born 1928. Dick Dale from Dick Dale and the Don'ts, born this week in May 19... I can't get the date on that clearly. I beg your pardon. Tyrone Davis was born this week in 1938. Peggy Santiglia of the Angels, having a birthday. She's turning 75 this week. Johnny Taylor, born 1937. Ace Cannon, born 2018. Michael Murphy is 75. Kai Winding, born in 1922. Bob Seger is turning 74. Mary McGregor, 71. The late Johnny Maestro from the Crests and Brooklyn Bridge, born this week in 1939. Jim Lowe, the Green Door Man and former disc jockey, born this week, 1923. Keith, whose real name was James Barry Kiefer, he's having a birthday and turning 70. Teresa Brewer, born this week in 1931. Jimmy Ruffin, born in 36. Ricky Nelson, born in 40. John Fred from the Playboy Band, born in 41. Tony Tennille from Captain and Tennille is 79. Gary Glitter, 75. Tommy Rowe, 77. Dave Prater from Sam and Dave, born this week in 1937. Billy Joel is turning 69. Clint Holmes, 73. Sonny Curtis, one-time member of the Critics, and who wrote Walk Right Back, is also having a birthday this week. He's 82. Nick Fortuna from the Buckinghams is 73. Bill Danoff from the Starland Vocal Band is also turning 73. Dorsey Burnett's son, Billy, is 66. And Richie Foray from Buffalo Springfield and later Poco, he's having a birthday, turning 75. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of May 3rd. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.